Yeah, one of the true greats, Pat Martino, guitarist Pat Martino, a couple of selections from his Footprints release.
For the past 15 years, Jay Sennett has been the producer and host of a jazz radio program on NPR affiliate WHRV-FM in Norfolk, Virginia. His playlist has included all the greats, from Miles Davis to Paul Desmond to Max Roach. But Sennett isn't just a jazz passenger. He sits securely in the driver's seat as a professional jazz drummer who has played with such giants as Branford Nellis Marsalis, Joe Henderson, Herb Ellis, and Charlie Byrd. In 1986, the first of Jay Sennett's 8 recordings as a leader was released. His latest one is called The Sennett Hearings. Jay Sennett is in the studio. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you, Leanne.
Great,
glad to be here.
Great title, The Sennett Hearings. Of course, I should point out your name is spelled S-I-N-N-E-T-T.
Nothing politically.
No.
You know, attached to this title. Nothing, just the name.
Just a bit of wordplay. This, actually, there is a pioneer aspect to this particular recording, even though you've done many before this. This is the first time that you have written and arranged all of the compositions.
Hmm.
And you write... They were all created around specific rhythmic designs. Does this mean you do most of your composing at the drum kit now?
No. Little or none at the drum. Well, see, the piano, you have everything there. You have the melody, you have the harmony, and you have the rhythm. Of course, piano is a percussive instrument anyway. The other intriguing thing about this record is there's only one song that was written completely in 4/4 time. So there's a deep study in what we... would identify as odd meters. So in a way, it's a tribute to drummers. It's a subtle way of me saying, you know, drummers, if you learn composition and can get away from the mentality of being comfortable with the perpetual sideman and step out to the plate and write your own music, then you can create the kind of drumming that you want to create.
You got into jazz from rock and roll drumming for that reason, so that you could actually have not just be behind the backbeat behind the band.
Well, I think most drummers, if you took 10 drummers and had them in a room, probably 8 out of that 10 would say they're really not playing what they want to play, ultimately as drummers. Now, whenever you can play the drums, it's always fun. But I pretty much got kind of tired of being relegated to that perpetual sideman, keeping time for a lot of musicians that couldn't keep time, playing the type of rhythms that weren't that interesting to me. But being a professional, you do the job and you play the music. You always play the music. But I knew there were things I had in my head, specific ideas that I had in my head, that I started to realize after so many years of playing music where drums are just basically used as dynamic controllers or timekeepers, that if I was going to play what I wanted to play, I had to learn how to write my own music.
You had actually taken a few years off from writing. You wanted to absorb some life experiences. What kind of things were you taking in, and how did they show up in some of these compositions?
Oh, after Confluence, Confluence came out in 2003. That kind of burned me out. So I took some time to just relax a bit and had some personal things go down. You know, I had a bout with food poisoning, which... this is an interesting story because it's attached to the record here. Food poisoning, I can laugh at it now. And on the third, fourth day, you know, I started having some heart palpitations and ended up in the cardiovascular center in Virginia Beach. And so being a drummer, I'm very in tune to rhythm and even my body's rhythms. So when the heart is doing strange things rhythmically, I'm like, I think I better go get this checked out. So I did. Thank God I'm okay. But that was an interesting period in my life. And that's where the opening track of the Senate hearings came from, Palpitations. It was just so odd to me. I would have my hand on my pulse and just listen to it and feel it. And so somehow I came up with these alternating measures of 7/8 and 6/8 time, and then the chorus section or the B section of the song in 5/8 time. So you constantly have this rhythmic shifting. One of my objectives with this music was to create songs that the drums could be featured in an ensemble context. For example, there's a tribute I wrote to one of my drumming heroes on here, Elvin Jones. And one of my students asked me, "Well, Mr. Sennett, how come you didn't play a drum solo? You wrote a song for Elvin Jones. Why didn't you play a drum solo?" But Elvin, to me, was more than an amazing soloist. He was an amazing timekeeper. He was a master of the slow, slippery, sultry, greasy tempo. And so that tune is based on that slow triplet feel. Ba bu da bu ba do bu ba da da da. You know, that's Elvin, has Elvin written all over it. One of the biggest compliments someone's paid to me, and I can't, it's a pianist from Richmond, I can't think of his name. He said, "Jay, man, your songs don't sound like a drummer wrote them." Now, I understand this now, because horn players and piano players, they're so used to tying these interesting melodic lines together to create wonderful melodies with great melodic movement and interval spacing and all these things. But drummers aren't used to, you know, you don't expect the drummers to write like that. I wanted to really work harder at creating better and more interesting melodies. And I think I've succeeded with that. But at the same time, rhythm will always be front and center.
Drummer and composer Jay Sennett. His new CD, The Sennett Hearings, is on JNet Records. Jay, thanks a lot for coming in.
Leanne, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
There's more information and music from Jay Sennett on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced by the Western Folklife Center
with support from the R. Harold Burton Foundation.